When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. You rock. Usually the phrase is given as a trendy compliment. When someone nails a performance or goes above and beyond expectations to deliver service, we catapult them to rock star status with two enthusiastic words, you rock. However, you rock has an entirely different connotation, especially when the one bellowing those same two words is straight arm extending a shovel at you. It definitely lacks the same euphoric reception. You know what it means, hard labor. And you know the price you'll pay when the job is over, sore muscles and an aching back. Funny thing, country girls are stirred by those two words with either meaning. And whether rocking some notable accomplishment or getting down to grunt work like shoveling gravel or river rock for a couple of hours, it leaves a gal with just as much satisfaction. So often what is done out front for others to see is just the tip of the iceberg for country ladies. Behind the polished appearances of a pulled-together life with some measure of sanity are hours of plain old hard work. She's been to town for parts, been on the tractor raking hay, just wrapped up dealing with insurance forms and taxes, or was hanging a stubborn gate or pregging a 2-year-old heifer, not to mention canning corn and beans. Hard work is rockin' exhausting, but satisfying for a country girl. Around here, it's pert near a patriotic duty for country and family and community. So as we close out this month of July, when we've celebrated independence in summer's entrance, here's one more ooh and ah salute to the bang-up jobs firecracker farm girls and rockin' ranch women do. You rock. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.